ratification of the treaty. I'm taking it out of context a little bit here because I want to see, have you see this definition. Traditional or pantheistic societies, that's another name for traditional, is pantheistic societies. Pantheism, by the way, is the belief that nature is God. Very simple definition. Societies tend to view themselves as members of a community. Okay, there's that word community. Now, so what do they think about it? Not only includes other humans, but other plants, animals, as well as rocks, springs, and pools. So these inanimate, non-living entities, to you and I, are members of your community that you have to be able to support. So you shouldn't be graveling your driveways if you live in a rural area, because you would be driving over and crunching members of your community. But they're very, very, very serious about this, folks, much as the radical Islamists are about Islam. And they're implementing this on you and I without really telling us what they're doing. People are then members of a community of beings, living and non-living. So that rock is actually a being. If you believe in reincarnation, you can see it. Because rocks will reincarnate into living entities, eventually, if their karma is good.